Conor Brophy's here now with business.
Fran, thanks. Well, Sean Quinn is the Chief Executive of Fáilte Ireland. Sean, I know you're here with us to talk about a tourism sentiment survey, but you've been listening to Charlie Chalk there saying that to get the Cade Mhíle Fáilte, as he put it, you need Irish staff in those positions. Do you have a response to that?
Well, I suppose not to respond to a specific issue, but our own research, I'd have to say there's no evidence from consumers that they have an issue as to the nationality of staff, and particularly in Dublin, where they would expect a multicultural workforce. I mean, tourism in most developed economies has a multicultural workforce, and in many cases they add to what we have already. So it certainly is not coming up as an issue.
You speak to people from across the sector all the time, obviously, and indeed we're going to get to that in one moment in a large piece of research that you've done. Are the views that Charlie Chalk has advanced there, would they be widespread within the industry, do you think?
I don't think so. I can't. What I know is the industry really believe that tourism can contribute more in terms of employment in the country, whether that is Irish employees or international employees, and that's a major part of the thrust of the strategy at the moment, is to increase employment, and I think that's going to be, they're going to address that by hopefully employing more at home and more from abroad.
In terms of the tourism barometer that you've done here, the prospects for growth in employment seem to be quite strong, because 74% of the respondents that you've spoken to for your latest barometer say they're upbeat about their 2014 performance. If you compare that to 14% when the same survey was undertaken in 2008, and tourism is back is the statement you've made alongside that.
Yeah, certainly the signs of recovery that have been sort of evident for a while, they're more widespread across the country, across more sectors. Certainly is there's a very strong feeling of optimism within the industry. The visitor number figures, you know, for this year are quite strong, but you need to peel away at those figures. Half that growth are people visiting friends and relatives. So that doesn't normally translate into more people in hotel rooms. They're probably staying in with families. So we can't get carried away with ourselves. The numbers are good. We're turning a corner. I think we need to build on this.
Two initiatives we've seen in past years, both of which you would have been involved closely with, The Gathering firstly and the Wild Atlantic Way more recently, they're credited with attracting more visitors. They seem to be spreading the spend out more as well, which is crucial. What's the next trick?
Look, judging by the figures, I think The Gathering probably has a legacy effect, seeing more friends and relatives coming in into this year, and we're trying to continue at a local level. Wild Atlantic Way, yeah, absolutely. But that's a long-term project. That's not a one-hit wonder. We've got many, many more years of development and investment to do in that project. We're looking currently at the South and East and also at Dublin. They're sort of the three kind of main planks to the Irish tourism brand. But I think it's not really about coming up with new gimmicks on an annual basis. It's really doing what we have to do well, becoming more competitive, offering what the consumer wants. And that's what's behind some of the figures. Disposable incomes in our key source markets are improving. Our value for money ratings are up, believe it or not, up across all markets. And there's a pent-up demand and we've got more access. So there's a number of factors coming together at the moment which is helping the trade.
You mentioned competitiveness there, but at a time when the economy is, touch wood, a little bit more buoyant than it has been for some time, is there wage pressure there from staff?
Well, I mean, that's natural. You know, as businesses improve, and this is a labour-intensive industry. You know, we talked earlier on whether where should they come from, but this is a highly labour-intensive industry. If we have to cater for more visitors, we got to expand the workforce, and that's what's coming through. I mean, since the VAT was cut to 9% in 2011, we probably have increased employment by 30,000. You know, which is not bad in a single sector.
And those are staff who I presume will perhaps quite rightfully expect to share in any dividend as business improves. So how do you manage that alongside the need to keep prices at a competitive level, which has been credited with increasing visitor numbers over recent years?
Yeah, well, I think it's not a case of just wage increases. I think we've got to become more competitive at how we run our businesses, re-engineer some of the processes. Some of them needn't be as labour-intensive as they have been in the past. You know, it's as it would be in any other sector.
Sean Quinn, Chief Executive of Fáilte Ireland, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. Briefly, the Irish exploration company Providence Resources has half-year results out this morning, a €3.4 million loss compared to a €1.3 million loss in the same period last year. And in currency news, the euro trading at $1.26.9 and 78.1 pence sterling.
Connor, thank you for that.